One, two, three, clap.
Hi, and welcome to Hey Buddy, Nice Podcast. Over in Scotland, nursing a dragon that grants wishes. That's Brogan Hastings.
And over in Australia, petting a moody octopus that's Wayne Giovinazzi.
He is a moody octopus, and boy is he in a mood. Have you had your wishes granted yet by this dragon?
No,
that
I have not.
That is what it does, yeah?
Give him time. Give him time. Don't put him under pressure. I should say I started petting Shenron because you started petting moody octopus. But
Shenron. See, that wasn't even going to be the end. I was going to go for being controlled by a bunny in a blue scarf, Ratatouille style. That's Brogan Hastings.
This works better because this gave me something to play off. Very comfy, yeah, actually. It's been sitting on the radiator.
I was going to say, you're cuddling the dragon.
Yeah.
Nursing probably sounds a bit...
It sounds weird. Yeah. I was not comfortable with that, but I wasn't also going to make you stop and do it again.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. As it was, that was the second attempt because my mouth didn't work. All right, so what are we talking about today, Brogan?
I don't know, Wayne. What are we talking about today?
I don't know. Maybe we could go straight into art talk from last episode. We had to cut art talk short, so maybe we can just knock that out now.
Could do, yeah.
We could do? All right. In that case, we shall. I guess that means, look, you didn't really, you got through all your stuff, but we did not go into the podcast within a podcast, the Not So Good At This podcast. Not so good at this. The first comic we're looking at today is comic number 409, working title Twitter Hell. It's three panels long, and in the first panel we've got a guy and is very angry and upset and is shouting, "I'll see you in hell." And in the second panel, the person he's saying that to is responding,
"Twitter."
"Yeah, Twitter," he says. And that comic is special thanks to Patreon supporter Jesse M, who knows better than to use social media. And that's true. Jesse does not. No. So that Jesse never sees this on anything except for Patreon. Oh, wait, that's the comic. Not so good at this. The next comic we're looking at is comic number 410, working title Mount Doom. It's three panels long. In the first panel, we see a guy saying, look, we can only assume that he's like Frodo or something, because he's saying, "I can't believe that cat followed us all the way to Mount Doom." And in the second panel, his companion replies,
"Just to try and steal the ring."
And in the last panel, we see that they're at Mount Doom. There's the volcano that, you know, where they throw the ring into behind him. And the cat, all angry-like, saying, "Ring? I thought it was tuna." And that is special thanks to Patreon supporter Ryan G, who killed Sean Bean with his own bare hands. That's the comic.
I mean, that's not hard. You just have to go into any media that Sean Bean's in, just about. Sean Bean will die.
Yes. Not so good at this. And the last comic we're looking at today is Sad Pirate number 25, working title Watch. And I just noticed that there's a big bit of colour that's missing, but that's irrelevant to you because you're listening to the audio version of a visual media. Anyway, it's three panels long, and in the first panel, we've got Sad Pirate holding a gold watch and is saying, "Yar, I be selling this here gold watch." And in the second panel, the person he's trying to sell it to replies,
"Yeah, this is fake. I'll give you two doubloons."
And in the last panel, "Fake? I looted it from the dead rich guy myself." And that's thanks to Patreon supporter Jobeth B, who only loots dead rich guys. That's the comic. All right, and that's all the art talk that we've got. We just couldn't fit it in the last episode, so we figured, you know, we'll just tack it onto the end here. And you know what? If we had music for art talk, we probably would have been playing. No, actually, we probably wouldn't have been playing it, would we? I don't think.
No, we're not that calm.
No, that's correct.
That feels like a slight insult to you because you're the one that presses the buttons. So.
Oh, I thought you meant it like making music. You know what? You say that, but I did not start the timer for this episode.
No.
So I've just pushed the button now. All right. So there's been big update to your life recently over the last week, probably in the last week. No, probably over 2 weeks now, I think, maybe.
Yes.
It's huge. Yeah. You've changed your name.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have changed my Twitter name. I was like, where is it going with this?
Yeah.
So
I can see a bit of fear in your eyes.
Yeah. So for the past year on Twitter, my name has shown as Jonathan Brogans Hastings for two reasons, one of which the Jonathan comes from Ready Rich getting confused when he's reading out the pinned Sunday School Patreon names, because there's a patron called Jonathan who's usually read out just before my name. And for the longest time, Reddy was editing the episodes so that when Matt reads out the names, he read it out as one person. He said, oh, I thought that was one person. Matt's like, no, that is not. I was like, well, I'm not going to make Reddy Rich a liar. So here we go.
Yeah.
And the Brogan's Hasting comes from Matt, making my name a plural Donnelly for the first 3 months that he knew me. That's why I am Brogan's and he is Matt's. So
that's it.
So yeah, but I've also noticed that a lot of times, even sometimes people who do know me, when they reply, they say Jonathan. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm not 100% sure that they know it's me. So I'm like, even if I say, thanks, Brogan, and they reply, hi, Jonathan, it's like I'm totally fine with it, but without sounding big-headed, do you know who I am? You know?
Do you know who I am? Do you know who that is?
So,
but what? How did you decide to lose the Jonathan?
I decided to run a poll on Twitter and said, I've been thinking about this. Should I keep the Jonathan or should I ditch it? And it came back overwhelmingly, ditch it. I think it was like 82%.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
It was big.
But while your poll was still running, mm-hmm. I decided it was if I was going to act, I had to act then and there. Mm-hmm. So I ran my own counter Twitter poll, saying now that it looks like Brogan is going to be losing the Jonathan and it's going to be out there available, should I claim it? And the options were Jonathan Wayne Geo and what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Which, of course, astounding amount of people responded that, which is that's the reaction I like to get. It's the reaction I do get most of my life.
Yeah. I was mostly fascinated by how many people had an opinion on it. And it doesn't sound like a lot. But 28 people voting on a poll about if I should keep the Jonathan in my name.
Yeah. We don't get that many votes on an accent challenge.
No. No.
Yeah.
I kind of wish it did say who voted what, because I'm very curious as to who was for keeping it and who wasn't.
Mm. That would have been. And why? Why would they vote? Maybe Reddy Rich. Reddy Rich probably voted to keep it.
I don't think Reddy's on Twitter. Unless he made Matt vote keep it.
Yeah. It's like, Matt, I need you to vote for something for me on Twitter. Like, how would he know it exists? He wouldn't, if he's not on Twitter, he wouldn't know. He is on Twitter, isn't he? I think he is.
I don't think he uses Twitter. I don't know. We'll have to ask him at some point.
He could be like Jesse M and not use Twitter.
Yeah. So yeah, so now my name appears on Twitter as just Brogan. I'm still 7 billion needles, so I'm still easy to find.
Oh yeah, the at doesn't change.
It's at
7 billion needles. Yeah, yeah. But now your name is just Brogan.
Yes.
So it's JUST space BROGAN.
No, it's just lowercase BROGAN.
I'm a bit disappointed that Dr. Jimothy doesn't use his full name.
You mean King Lord Mr. Dr. Jimothy Joe Bartholomew Esquire?
Yeah, that's right. That guy, you know him as he's a very close and personal friend of the host of the podcast, Hey Buddy Nice Podcast, who also happens to host other podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't he?
Exactly. It's not like he uses it for professional reasons.
His Twitter? No, I don't believe it is professional. I mean, unless you consider podcasting part of his profession.
I think it is.
I'd say so. It would make sense. Are you checking his Twitter?
I'm not checking his Twitter. I'm checking his website. I love his website. We've spoken about this before.
We have, yes.
I'm looking to see if there's a link to his Twitter.
I don't think I would do that. But no, I am not Mr. Dr. Jimmy Jethamley.
Yeah, in fairness to him, I cannot see a link to his Twitter. But at the same time, Googling Dr. Jim Jobin gives me a lot of stuff, and I think it would be...
Well, if you're looking to follow Jim on Twitter, Jimothy, you can find him at Sin City Shrink,
yes.
I believe is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, enough of that. I've got some shit to complain about.
Okay.
It's time for Coffee Talk, saving those turtles one straw at a time.
Look, some of this is coffee related, some of it is not. Some of it is about targeted advertising. Well, I feel it's targeted advertising. It might not be me. It might be like when you notice something, you notice it all the time and you're aware of yourself noticing it. That could be just it. But let me just, before, I just got to confirm, right? Nay is a Scottish thing, yeah? The Scots
yes,
say nay?
Yes, but it's usually like on the end of stuff. Like you can't do
okay,
that.
Yep. Okay. But not like yay or nay?
Yay or nay, I've heard, but again, it's usually only ever used in that context and it's very rarely.
Okay. Good. That's good. That means it's my own mind.
Right.
But I do know nay, like you said, at the end of something. There's a promotion. A promotion. It's not a promotion. It's an anti-promotion, really.
Yeah.
It's a advertising campaign that says it's okay to say nay, as in no. And it's about not letting children under the age of 18, the legal drinking age in Australia, have any alcohol.
Okay.
And I'm like, am I getting this targeted advertising because it's nay and that is Scottish and they know that I host a podcast with someone from Scotland?
I don't think so. I don't think that's – it doesn't sound Scottish enough to be from us.
Yeah, that's right. Because after seeing it on my phone, I then saw it on a bus. So
yeah,
it's a full on campaign.
That would be some serious targeted advertising if it was.
Yeah. So we know that Wayne is going to be driving behind this bus at this particular point in time in the city. Let's get that ad up there now. Imagine if that is what they had to do for targeted advertising was have people just like real time pushing advertisements to you.
That's what they had to do back in the day.
Yeah. They had to move the typeset print face little things in the Gutenberg press to like there and then.
Yeah.
You just don't get that commitment nowadays. It's all fucking algorithm. All that
kids
non-sentient AI. Man, not going to the effort to move a Gutenberg press type. Why would they? Why would they? They got better things. They got Fortnites to play and shit like that. They're going to go all Among Us. And okay, speaking of Among Us, did you watch any of the Game Awards?
I've seen clips, but I've not seen any of like the full sections.
Yeah,
I'm aware of results.
I don't care about the awards. I care about the world premieres.
Yeah.
So I fast forward through most of it, unless I see someone who I know. It's like, oh, there's a whole coolie, nice. I'm going to watch him talk. And of course, Hideo Kojima. He's been teasing a new game for ages, and oh, gee. Surprise, fucking surprise, Death Stranding 2. It's like, why? What?
I did see that and I'm like, oh, come on. Really?
I didn't play your first walking simulator, mate. I wanted to. I tried.
So did I.
And I love Metal Gear and Hideo Kojima games. It's just, look, I'm going to give it another shot eventually.
Yeah.
Now that I've got a extra SSD in my PlayStation so I can have more than one game installed at a time.
I think because I've played it relatively early. Let me have. And you know me. You know what I have to. There are certain things I have to check.
I do know you. I've known you for a few months now.
Maybe almost a year. I think we've known each other for almost a year now.
Technically, I guess. Sure.
Technically. Was it about.
Online.
I think this time last year you liked me. Yeah, we'd gone through the phase of that fucking Brogan.
So you're saying you would have been dropping in on drawing streams?
Yes, because I think at this point last year there was a possibility where you weren't going to Scoopfest.
Oh, yeah.
And
probably.
We were talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. That fucking Brogan.
So the point being, I have to check things and I've just checked Death Stranding estimated trophy difficulty is 3 out of 10, which is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So I might go back and try it with a walkthrough.
You've brought something else up with this coffee talk, and I'm disagreeing with you. I don't believe. Okay, sure, maybe known each other for a year, but the only time we would communicate was in a Twitch chat.
Yes,
or maybe on Twitter. I don't know. That's
rarely
how bad my memory is.
Yeah, because I do remember. See? I need it to be Friday because I need to talk to Wayne about this thing, and then you would sometimes not do a stream, and I'd be like, no. God fucking damn it.
So I was thinking about it on Saturday when I did the drawing stream. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know why Brogan would want to stay up that late to watch this stupid shit.
To talk to you.
Stupid. Yeah, it's stupid.
No, I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why my viewership is down. Thanks, Brogan. And Nort can't drop in at the moment either while she's out and about traveling because she has to hotspot from her phone. It just doesn't work. And it's like,
and you've still got 9 viewers on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know how many were bots. Yeah. It peaked at 9. We'll say that. But look, I consider Vegas would have to be the start.
Yeah.
The canon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. The law.
Yeah.
L-O-R-E. All right. Cool. But now I've got real complaints, and these are coffee related. But first, an update from me. Last time we talked coffee talk, I complained that it's getting too hot to drink a hot coffee and iced coffees are expensive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the big boy thing. I'm doing the grown up thing. I'm now making them at home and taking them with me.
That's a big step.
It's like no round of applause or anything. Okay. There we go. Thank you. Look, I'm one man. I can't change worlds or anything, but I'm doing my part, saving a bit of coin at the same time. But in having said that, I did buy a hot coffee from a cafe called The Roastery. But it's not just a cafe. They actually roast their beans there as well. And it's a big, nice-looking place. Like, okay. They obviously do food as well.
Yeah.
Because you can't make money on coffee alone, I assume. Well, maybe you can. Because I approached the counter and the guy's like, hey, how are you? It's like, I'm going to have a conversation with this guy, aren't I? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, I'm good, you know. It's like, damn, I shouldn't have said anything. And it's like, oh, what can I get you? It's like, oh, good. We're moving on from that almost conversation. I'm like, I'll have a large, they had the amounts written on it. So I'll have a 16-ounce coffee, please, the largest you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sits there staring at me, right?
Okay.
And you go, oh, is that it? It's like, that is why I stopped speaking. That is what I would like. Yes. That is my order. And then he says, that will be $7.60.
What?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
For 16 fluid ounces. That is the most expensive coffee I've ever bought in Australia. And I'm like, it was very much like The Simpsons where I think it's Barney, he orders a beer and it's like really expensive. He's like, this better be the best beer I've ever had.
Mm.
And he takes a sip and is like, you got lucky. So that's what I said. This better be the best coffee I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, it was passable.
Was it meant?
It wasn't $7. It wasn't $7.60. That's for sure. It was not warm. It was not hot enough. That was my major complaint. And I think that ruined the taste for me. If the milk was heated a little more, it would have been more enjoyable. That's all. You got anything to complain about?
I probably have a lot of things to complain about, but nothing springs to mind.
I think I got one more thing. And that's after watching the Game Awards. They had a small clip from the Super Mario Brothers movie, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, look, we've got Jack Black, got Keegan-Michael Key as Toad, all these other, listening to every character in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they're going the whole 10 yards here, and it sounds great. They're putting in the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just hear fucking
Crispy Rap
Parks and Rec boy talk, and it's like he's not even trying.
I think this is going to be the first instance. You know how there's a lot of movies where the movie itself is bad, but it's carried by one good actor? I think this is going to be the first instance of a really good movie with a great cast who are carrying this one actor.
I am concerned. Like, listening to ICS, Paul was talking about watching the second Mario trailer, and he said he got a little bit emotional, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I felt a little bit after the first trailer. It's like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. And he's going to ruin it.
Yeah.
At this rate, it's not going to be good if this is the performance that he provides. They listened with the Sonic movie. They should listen with this
kind of what I'm hoping is that there is enough of an outcry, which I don't think there is at this point.
Oh. There has been from the start.
Well, they've got enough.
Just
the fact, what I mean is they've gone far enough that it doesn't look like they're going to do anything about it. Because with Sonic trailer, when that dropped, there was the outcry and they changed it pretty much immediately.
The movie was basically done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But that worked out really well in the end for not just the Sonic movie, but have you seen
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers? Yeah.
That was fucking great. Like it was a movie that is tailored to my generation because people younger, people older, not going to understand everything in it. Whereas literally everything in it, I understood the references to.
Yeah.
So, perfect. it's April away, and they're not going to change anything. it's set in stone. Maybe it's just we've been getting, maybe they're holding back a bit. I doubt it.
It's so sad because I don't want the movie to tank because it does, visually, no. It looks like a really good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Black, fuck yeah. But, like, just get the fucking guy that does Mario all the time.
Charles Mudner, yeah. That could be a little bit awkward because I would have been happy with, like, even a Captain Lou Albano, Super Mario Super Show, or that sort of voice.
Anyone who's not an asshole, that would have been fine with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone who's not going to divorce his wife, use this lame excuse that he's divorcing his wife due to his religious beliefs or whatever the fuck it was.
Well, between that it's and like the comments he made about his kids, that was...
Yeah, that, oh, yeah, yikes. That too, yeah. It's just anything to do with his family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a fan. Not a fan. Yeah. That's kind of why I haven't watched the last Jurassic World movie as well yet.
I haven't watched any of the Jurassic World movies. I haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy, any of them, because I just can't deal with them. I might watch the Guardians Christmas special because apparently he's not in that as much. It's like just at the end. So I do like the other characters in it. I like Batista. I don't know.
But my favorite ride at Disneyland or Disney California Adventure is the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout ride, though. That's unfortunate. It used to be the Tower of Terror, so it's the one where it's a elevator shaft and it like goes up and drops and it's a good ride. I like it. But we'll see. That's all I can say. Hope for the best, expect the worst, or is it the other way around? Expect the worst and get better.
No, prepare for the best. Just expect bad. Just expect bad. Keep the bar so fucking low.
But the problem is they're putting effort, writing effort into the movie as well. Because even the shit that's happening in the background, it's like with Secret Life of Pets, I think I've talked about it before. Matt Inman, the guy who does the oatmeal comic, I think he did punch-up writing on Secret Life of Pets too. And there's a lot of funny shit in that that isn't necessarily just main story.
Yeah.
So in this clip that they showed at the Game Awards, there's a little stall in the back, it says like retro stuff or something like that. And there's all these like items from Super Mario Brothers 3. And there's a Toad who's saying, he's holding a NES cartridge and says, oh, does this still work? And the shopkeeper's like, yeah, you just have to blow in it a bit sometimes. Something like that, right? It's just background shit that's happening that is still funny and relevant. Yeah. I don't want to complain about it, but it is coffee talk. So I feel like we're meant to.
This is the section of the show where we're allowed to complain.
Yeah. April. When does it come out?
I did have a look at what was coming out around my birthday because I mentioned to Chris that I like to watch a film I've never seen before on Christmas Eve and the night before my birthday. And he's like, well, we're going to see a film the day before your birthday. And I was like, what's even out? So we started looking and what did we come down to? The Shazam 2, John Wick 4.
Hang on, is that Shazam 2 Pig in the City?
No, sadly not. It's the less popular sequel, Fury of the Gods.
Oh, yes.
I can't remember, there was something else.
Babe 2, Fury of the Gods.
I can't remember, Dungeons and Dragons, that's it, because that's how it came up.
Oh.
Yeah, so
okay.
It might be John Wick, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen John Wick 3, I saw the first two, but I feel like to see 3 I'd need to rewatch 1 and 2. And then I could watch 4 as well.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do a rewatch of all of them before.
Yeah. I haven't seen John Wick riding that horse down the street. That's what I'm saying.
I love the John Wick film.
Oh, yeah. They're good. They're good films. And of course, Keanu Reeves. Yeah. I was thinking about, like, people always say, oh, you know, Tom Hanks is just purely nice guy in the entertainment industry. And of course, Keanu Reeves as well. And then I think the other person is The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard a bad word.
Yeah, I think they might be the only three.
There's probably more, but I can't think.
No, exactly. Shall we? Okay, I'm going to talk about this. I was at work, this is a couple of weeks ago now. It's been on the list for that long. Working at this, I don't know what it is, an engineering place. So there's this big warehouse. Okay. And then offices as well. And for some reason, the offices, brand new building, it's filled with moths.
Oh, no.
Right? When I say moth, a moth, what do you picture?
Sort of medium size, big for the UK, a big bug with sort of grey wings that eats shit. Yeah.
How big are most of your moths? Because we can get like little tiny moths like that, but these are like that. They're big brown things.
Yeah, that's kind of the size I was picturing. We don't see them very often, but yeah. I have seen huge moths. That's a huge moth.
Yeah, but these were like, I wouldn't say hundreds, definitely tens of them everywhere. And they're not dead. Some were dead, but they seem to be congregating into the ladies' change room. That's right. I was frequenting the ladies' change room. That is the worst part of my job. Is when it's not a new building, like this was at least a new building.
Yeah.
But if it's an active building and I have to like go into the female toilets and stuff, I have to I look around and say, hey, can you just check to see if there's anyone in there? But quite often there's no one around. And I'm thinking, is there no one around because they're all in there right now?
Yeah.
So I can't just knock, knock, housekeeping or something. But yeah, that's where all the moths were. And, I was holding my instrument, the thing that measures the airflow, up at the grill.
Yeah.
And there's a moth just freaking out, flying around everywhere. And it's like, I'm like, dude, just land. I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to hurt you. And it just lands at the end of my measuring anemometer. It's like, good choice, bro. That's the perfect place to land. But there was what appeared to be a dead one on a windowsill. And this guy walks up to the window to check something. And I'm guessing the moth must have moved or something because it scared the absolute shit out of him. Like, he squealed. It was very surprising. And I was like, ah, he got scared by a moth. And then later on, I walked over to the same moth and it moved. And I was a little bit frightened.
Right.
I should have known. I should have known. Yeah. But it was very strange. This is where I posted the photo on Twitter and said it was out of the window of that where the moth was of the bushland. I say, I wonder how many spiders are out there because there's probably a lot. I guess. Look, we have to keep up our rank as the number one license plate and bumper sticker talk podcast.
Yep, go for it. Okay.
As always, I ask you first. Have you seen any bumper stickers or license plates worth talking about?
I have not. It's been very boring.
Oh. The roads, are they a little bit empty at the moment? Or normal?
Kind of normal.
Okay. Because the roads seem very empty currently. Like sometimes I'll be leaving for work in the morning and I'm thinking, is there a zombie apocalypse that I'm not aware of? Like what's going on? Why is there no one on the roads? I've seen a license plate and a bumper sticker. The license plate was weird for one reason. I did not know that you could put a hashtag or, you know, a pound symbol on a license plate.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was just hashtag I'm cool. So like, trying to convince yourself there, are you? But that was interesting because of the hashtag. But the bumper sticker I saw, it confused me a little. It was done in the Fast and the Furious font. And it said the Fast and the Fuckboy. Like B-O-I. I did not understand it.
Why would you advertise that?
It still doesn't quite even make sense, though.
That implies that you're A, fast, and B, a fuckboy.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
At first I thought
thing.
I misread it. I thought it might have been the Fast as Fuckboy, but then I got close to it because I had to confirm. And no, it's the Fast and the Fuckboy. It's like, it's very weird. Unless maybe someone, I mean, I guess bumper sticker... ring someone else's car would be a good prank. That's what we should sell. We should sell bumper stickers that you can put on other people's cars.
The ones that I think would be good bumper stickers would be, there's an account on TikTok that makes stickers, and what they do is they take anime logos and, you know, they're parodies of anime logos. So like instead of Bleach, it says bitch. Full Metal Alchemist, Full Mental Breakdown. You know,
yeah,
I love those stickers. I think that would be quite good as a bumper sticker.
Yeah, there was a web. There still is a website, cockeyed.com. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No, it's back in the day, it was one of my favorite websites, run by a guy of the name Rob Cockrum. I think the catchphrase used to be always take your digital camera with you, because like this is before smartphones.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a blog, but not really. It's do different types of segments on it, like how much is inside, right? And you'd get a bunch of friends over, and they would do like how much is inside a can of shaving cream,
yeah,
for example. And then they'd use all these different scientific methods on like finding out how much is in the shaving cream, not just like, yeah, it says it's 250 mil or 250 grams or something, but like, what does that fill up? Because they saw on a video on the internet that like, if you freeze it and then put it in a hot car, it will fill the whole car with this shaving foam. Huh? So things like that. And on ICS, they were talking about Goldschlager, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That they did. How much gold is in Goldschlager?
Ooh.
Basically what they were talking about on ICS. And it brought me right back to this, where they strained it all out, all the alcohol, weighed the gold and stuff like that. But there's also cool stuff that he's made, and the pranks, they go hand in hand. Like there was a food court in like his local mall or something, and it had three sculptures on the wall for the food.
Yeah.
Like there might be like a strawberry and a like a cup for coffee and something else, but the third one like had fallen off. So he made a new one to stick on the wall, and I can't remember what it was at the time, but he would put it up there and it would keep on getting removed. So he'd put up something even stupider and even more ridiculous every time. And you see it now popping up all the time, like on Reddit and images, like, oh, what the fuck? I went to the airport and I just tried to plug in my phone to charge it, and this fake outlet is, what the hell's going on? It's he's the first person I saw do this, was make up outlet stickers to stick on walls,
yeah,
to trick people. So that I got there in the end. That's what, because we were talking about bumper stickers. Yeah, that's what it was. Even one time, it was a release of a new, what are they called? Foo Fighters album.
Right.
And it turned out Dave Grohl was a fan of what he was doing and his website. And had him come, because they were doing like 24 hours of Foo Fighters or something on MTV. So he was there and doing what they do, like how much is inside, and it was how much is inside Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
And they were like wrapping him up in tinfoil and stuff like that to see like the surface area of Dave Grohl. Very, very interesting reads, because it's not videos. It's all just him taking photos with his digital camera and writing about it blog style. But it's, yeah, if you haven't seen cockeyed.com, I can at least recommend the old stuff.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh, and Halloween costumes. He makes awesome Halloween costumes.
Nice.
But yeah, shout out to Rob Cockrum. I reached out to him one time because I was trying to make my own stickers, like big vinyl ones,
yeah,
that are non-adhesive. And he said, yeah, don't bother, because I was working at a place that specifically made it, and it'd be too expensive for you. I was like, thanks, Rob. Thanks for those encouraging words.
Well, at least he told you that before you went ahead and did it, and you know, were like 10 grand in the dream.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the stickers he made, they were like giant watermelons that he stuck on his car for some reason. I don't get it.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So, Brogan, we got an email. Actually, you pointed out this email to me and said that we need to read it on the air. And I said, let me hit the music. I said, Brogan, we are not the first people to receive this email.
No.
I'm almost certain I've heard Jacob the audio guy read this email. And that can mean only one thing, that we have made it as a podcast.
Exactly.
Because we are now getting the same targeted spam as the big ice cream social show. So I guess we're going to have to read it, because everyone who gets this, it's like when you receive that haunted VHS tape and you play it and it says 7 days.
Yeah.
If you don't read this on the air, you will be killed by a girl who lives in a well. Is that how that movie ended?
I can't remember.
I don't know. But anyway, this is from AnnieKatix at yahoo.com. Annie Caddix writes, "Hello, all guys. I know it's got some weird punctuation, and I'm going to read it as it is. I know my message may be too specific, but my sister found nice man here, and they married. So how about me?" And then there's a smiley face, but done not with a smiley, you know, not with a emoji, an emoticon. So I am 23 years old, Annika from Romania. I know English and German languages. Also, and ... I have specific disease named nymphomania. Who know what is this? Can understand me? Better to say it immediately, in brackets. Ah, yes, I cook very tasty. And I love not only cook, winky face with two smiles. I'm real girl, not prostitute, and looking for serious and hot relationship. Anyway, you can find my profile here, and then I won't give you the profile address because it is clearly going to put malware on you. Oh, okay, I'll tell you what, if you want to go to it, it's http://... predselasi... Oh, I guess that's actual words. predselasi.cf/page/77069. But yeah, I'm not going to click that.
It cracks me up. It's the I have nymphomania. Who knows what this is? Yeah. I am real girl, not prostitute.
Yeah, that's the best part. Let's cut out this music. Gently fade away. There it is. But yeah, if you have nymphomania, write to us, admin@nicepodbud.com, and we'll read out your letter, because yes, we do know what this is.
God. I'd forgotten about that.
I forgot about it too until I was going through the emails for user submitted art talk. I'm running out of things to say today. Is there anything been happening in your life?
Well, you know what? We spoke a bit about movie stuff last week that got cut out.
Did we?
We did, because I had watched Theatre of Blood, and you were impressed with my movie knowledge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Brogan has a very specific set of skills, and those sets of skills.
Yeah.
It's just knowledge about particular things, and you know about I don't know if it's all horrors or just campy horror movies from 1973.
Yeah, I don't know why, because I've been watching Theatre of Blood, which is a great film with Vincent Price, campy horror from 1973 with a lot of British stars in it, including Michael Bond, who, for those of you who don't know, was the voice of Paddington Bear. The original Paddington Bear, and the headline in the newspaper when he died was "Paddington Bear Man Dies." He was a very famous actor.
At first, I thought you were just saying it was like no space between bear and man.
No,
Paddington Bear Man dies.
Paddington Bear Man. it's a really good film, and from 1973, same year as Exorcist, Wicker Man, Don't Look Now, lots of other good shit. But I'm incredibly fond of that movie.
Man, we had some shit to say about Wicker Man, didn't we? Even, but yeah. We're not going to rehash it. We decided this last episode. We're not going to talk about what we discussed last week that got disappeared to the nether, the ether. So it's gone. But anyway, what other movies from 73?
So not specifically 73, but older movies, kind of, it put me in a mood to watch movies. And I tend to, like, I'm not just like, okay, let's watch a movie. It's not random. It's like, let's watch this very specific subset of movies. So I've been really wanting to watch, like, South Korean movies.
Oh, okay.
For the past week. And I accidentally found one on BBC iPlayer, which is a very strange place to find South Korean movie, but it was called The Cop, the Gangster, and the Devil. That was really
okay. Hang on, better play the spoiler music just in case.
I mean, I don't know
because I might be spoiling this, but I'm gonna guess So what's it called again?
The Cop, the Gangster, and the Devil.
I'm guessing that the Cop, the Gangster, and the Devil are all the same person.
No, they're not.
Okay, let's cut the spoiler music.
No, they're not. Essentially, it's a film about this serial killer going around, and there's not any pattern or anything, but yes, you with the fucking mustache.
So it's called The Cop, the Gangster, and...
The Devil.
Was it? And the Devil. How come it's not called The Cop, the Gangster, the Devil, and the Serial Killer if it's all about a serial killer?
Because the Devil is the serial killer. That's they refer to him as the Devil. That's not a spoiler. Spoilers. That's not a spoiler.
Oh, okay.
It's not the real actual Devil. It's...
Oh.
Right? It's not a supernatural film. It's just a crime drama.
So it's like an adjective of him.
It's like when our friend Chris the Microscope says, I'm the Devil. He's not the actual Devil. He's just... does he's just okay. Evil but so yeah, so no, serial killer killing people. he goes after a Yakuza boss, the gangster in this, and the
a Yakuza boss, yes,
boss,
or
and he's
as
like,
you
fuck
pronounced
this guy.
It Yakuza
yeah,
Yakuza.
I don't know. Yakuza. Stop questioning me.
I'm just saying how I say it, that's all.
So yeah, no, it goes after this boss, the Don is like, fuck this guy, I'm a fucking kill him. And the police guy's like, let's work together to get this guy, because you want to get him and I want to get him, we'll share information. And he's like, okay, but if you get him first, you can put him in jail. If I get to him first, I'm going to kill him.
Okay.
So it's kind of all like that. It's quite an interesting movie. It was quite good. Yes.
So did you watch it subbed, dubbed, both? What was it?
Subbed.
Okay.
I quite like watching things with subtitles.
Yeah, see, I enjoy a Jackie Chan movie from time to time. I'm sure not in the last 20 years, but I think I would rather watch it subbed than dubbed. But then again, the dubbing is always funny.
I think, yeah, I think there's very few things I would... I think anime is different. I would watch dubbed anime, but that's because when there's the difference with anime is it's easier to line up dialogue with mouth flaps than in real life,
of course.
You know, it would have to be like a parody thing if I was watching it a dubbed movie. But I used to watch there was a show on Netflix ages ago called Strong Girl Bong Soon that was a Korean comedy thing, and it was really good.
Yeah,
and I thought I might watch that again, and then I went on and Netflix have taken it off. I'm like, how fucking dare you?
Netflix, if you're listening, and we know you are, just please let us know why you took away Strong Girl Bong Soo.
Yeah. Where are my Korean comedies at? Because there was another one as well, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was really funny.
So it might still be there. You just don't know what to search to find it anymore.
It was in my watch list, and it's not anymore.
Okay. See, that means you might have accidentally removed it from your list, though. You can't trust yourself, Brogan. But then again, Brogan has done nothing wrong.
I have done nothing wrong.
Oh, for a second, I thought you were going to say, I have done something wrong. But no, that wouldn't make any sense. When we're talking about the Devil and the serial killer being the Devil, right?
Yeah.
It triggered something that... okay, so you're familiar with the TV show Criminal Minds, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? So when that first came out, it was Mandy Patinkin. And, you know, the guy who plays Greg from Dharma and Greg.
Yeah.
So I referred to it as the Mandy and Greg show. And it just saying that the serial killer is the devil is serial killer, it made me think of this show because the new season, which is like a reboot of it, Mandy and Greg, neither of them are in it because they're both dead.
Ooh.
In the canon of the show. But now it's Agent Russi. He does. Who is he? He's Fat Tony in The Simpsons.
Oh,
same
right,
guy.
Yeah.
So he's always like, the unsub. This and that. But what really pisses me off is anytime that show or anything like it say, now our unsub, he's a real sick guy. It's like every time they purposely go out of their way to say guy, I was like, yep, the first woman they show is going to be the bad guy. Guarantee it. It's like, yeah, this guy's really fucking twisted. Yep, it's that girl. And every time, without fail. So that what I'm saying is that he is literally the devil, that serial killer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know my logic on that, but I feel like it is sound.
I do have another Korean film that is on my list to watch that I have on DVD, called The Mermaid. And
now is sorry.
No, go. You with the fucking tattoo.
Is it an old movie or is it more recent?
It's old. I think it's maybe about 2011. So it's
So it's not like it's something that's been remastered into 4K. Well, you would know the company that has remastered it into 4K.
Yeah. As I did with
that is
that was the thing. I knew all the details about Theatre of Blood.
Yeah.
But no, it's so far it's not been remastered into 4K, but it is available on Blu-ray and Steelbook. I've got the Steelbook version.
I was going to say you're into your Steelbooks. Hang on. So this Korean movie you got. So you're buying. Have you seen this movie before?
Yes.
Okay, so that's right. That's got a Steelbook.
Had I seen it before I bought the Steelbook? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I had seen.
So you're like, oh yeah.
I had seen clips
buy
of
that
it.
Movie.
I had seen clips of it and thought this looks really because it's funny. And I'm trying to. Basically, this guy, the scene I'm talking about is this guy's trying to describe a mermaid. So this guy's like half woman, half fish. So they draw, you know, fish head and woman's legs. Like, no, the other way around.
It's like
turns the paper.
Yeah.
So that's what made me want to watch it. But it was it did turn out to be a really good film.
Okay, so you knew what you were getting into at least. But because I don't buy DVDs anymore, but I have bought DVDs that I've never watched.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't see the point of the investment, especially if you hadn't seen it. Like, what if it's a terrible fucking movie? What if Chris Pratt ends up being in it?
I usually check it out.
Tom Cruise.
I usually check it out a bit first. Like, I'll check. Well, it's Korean, so I mean, you know, that is probably safe from that. But I'll look at a lot of things before I actually buy it. Like, usually with if I'm buying something on DVD, there are certain conditions it needs to meet, which are can't get it on streaming. If I can get it on streaming, I need to really already love it and want a physical copy of it. Or it's available on streaming, but the edition that's being released is a special edition with extra stuff, maybe audio commentary. Yeah. I do like an audio commentary track, you know, stuff like that. I think that's it. Got to not be available on streaming, love it, or comes with love it and has good bonus stuff that I can't get streaming.
Okay, yeah. I forget about bonus stuff. I used to enjoy some bonus stuff. But, speaking of bonus stuff, I sent you the Blu-ray of Director's Cut. Yeah. I haven't watched all the bonus stuff for that even yet. So I'm interested to see if there's more Matt Donnelly or not, who, totally real, does exist, Matt Donnelly.
Definitely a real person, Matt Donnelly.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I believe that he exists.
I believe in Matt Donnelly.
Yeah. Where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. I'll send you some more Patreon stuff. Kickstarter stuff, whatever it was. Digital stuff. Like, there's, first script treatments and things like that. Are you interested in that? Yeah, I'll send that through. But I think we were talking about it in the bonus stuff. I believe that his initial, the actress he wanted was Christina Ricci.
Oh, really?
That would have made the movie, I think. Because it's a fine movie, but I don't think Missy Pyle was, you know, not to the level of what he wanted it to be, maybe. At least initial vision, anyway.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because it's a bad movie in general. I say that with all the love in the world for Pest.
Yeah.
It's made to be a bad movie.
Oh, it's a crazy person movie.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, there's only one reason I'm watching. There's only two reasons I'm watching that movie.
I know one of them.
One of them being?
What's the teller?
Yeah. And we just mentioned the other one, the lovely Matt Donnelly.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's right.
You know, just to confirm that he is a real person. But yeah, no, Teller is the main reason I'm watching that. I will watch anything with Teller.
Of course, yeah. I guess it's time to do a bit of an accent challenge. Now, this accent challenge, we have never done before.
Absolutely. There's no chance we've done this before at all, ever. No. How dare you insinuate otherwise?
Never have we done. Because if we had, like, say, for example, it was on the Lost Gold episode of Hey Buddy Nice podcast, I would be saying, look, we're not going to rehash that shit. We've done that before. We're not going to go back and do it. So we, of course, are going to do this one because it's brand new and fresh. And as it's been a while since we've done a Mike Myers related accent challenge, so I figured this might be a good one to do. It's from the movie Wayne's World 2. And you know what? We'll play the audio clip for you now. Here it is.
So, Wayne, I hear you're putting on some kind of concert. That's good. People need to be entertained. They need the distraction. I wish to God that somebody would do something to block out the voices in my head for 5 minutes. The voices that scream over and over. Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die?
Right, so that was Ed O'Neill, right? You know, Al Bundy himself. Or as you might know him, Guy from Modern Family.
Yeah, Jay from Modern Family.
Jay, that's his name, yeah. So he plays Glenn, the owner and proprietor of the donut coffee shop, whatever it is, Makita's in the movie. So we're going to attempt our best version of that. Now, how are we doing this? Look, if we had done it last week, I would have suggested, you know what, your face is still not great because of the dental surgery.
Yeah.
I would have maybe suggest, how about we just do it in our own accents and that's it. But your face seems to be better now. So how are we doing it?
I'm still sick.
Likely story.
I think just our own accents for today.
Okay, that's fine. I can accept that. But it is technically your turn to go first. Technically it's not, but it is because it's not.
It's not. Don't you blame me.
Would you like me to share screen?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. You're up, cupcake.
In our own accents, we agreed, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Wayne, I hear you're putting on some kind of concert. That's good. People need to be entertained. They need distraction. I wish to God that someone would be able to block out the voices in my head for 5 minutes. The voices that scream over and over again. Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die?
Yeah, that always will be one of my favourite scenes from any movie. All right, here we go. It's always so weird when it's my name in it. Look, okay, we're fibbing a little bit. We did talk about this, but I need to know if other people see this throughout the world as well. I need you to be more vigilant as well. Okay. Next time you put fuel in your car, Brogan, and dear listener, over here, there are a series of fuel pumps that for no particular reason just say Wayne on them. And I don't know why. It's not a brand. It's not a model. I don't know why.
I remember you telling me about this. Yeah, we don't have that here.
Well, pay more attention just in case. All right, here we go. So, Wayne, I hear you're putting on some kind of concert. That's good. People need to be entertained. They need the distraction. I wish to God that someone would be able to block out the voices in my head for 5 minutes. The voices that scream over and over again. Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die? I think we could... Do we make this a double? Because he's got another good one. He's from Wayne's World 1, he's got a good... Let's make this a double. Can we make it a double, Brogan,
please? We can make
it
a double, but you have to pull up the quote.
That's all right. It. I'm going to pull up the quote. All right. So here's the audio. This is what he says.
I'd never done a crazy thing in my life before that night. Why is it? If a man kills another man in battle, it's called heroic. Yet if he kills a man in the heat of passion, it's called murder.
All right. So, are we doing this just in our own accent?
Yeah.
Okay. It's your turn.
I'd never done a crazy thing in my life before that night. Why is it that if a man kills another man in battle, it's called heroic? Yet if he kills a man in the heat of passion, it's called murder.
Yeah, definitely... Look, there's only one other line from Wayne's World, one other speech that I prefer. Probably same level as these, but these are definitely the best.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'd never done a crazy thing in my life before that night. Why is it that if a man kills another man in battle, it's called heroic? Yet if he kills a man in the heat of passion, it's called murder. I mean, excuse me, only me and Garth can talk to the camera? But yeah, there we go. It's not. It wasn't really an accent challenge per se. It was I guess it was just a reading challenge. Comprehension. Is there a quiz after? I don't know. Not really. The quiz is for you, and that quiz is: who are you voting for? Is it Brogan or Wayne? And you use whatever criteria you want. Just find us on Twitter at NicePodBud. The poll will be at the top of our feed. Is that what they call it? Our Twitter page.
Something like that. Yeah.
But yeah, you vote based on whatever criteria you want. You could be like, you know what, Brogan channeled Ed O'Neill better than Wayne, so I'm going with that. Or you know what, I'm voting for Wayne because he said his own name, and that was a bit uncomfortable for him. He deserves the win. I'm going to also, but while I'm at it, I'm going to buy a I Vote for Wayne shirt from nicepodbud.com/store, along with the other fine wares. You can buy cups, I think, mugs and stuff. What else have they got? Have they got stickers? Because I want to make some bumper stickers.
They do have stickers. I don't know if they've got bumper sticker level, but...
any sticker can be a bumper sticker.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. Look, if you think you would buy a bumper sticker from us, let us know, and we could make some bumper stickers. I like the idea of prank bumper stickers. I don't know if that would work, but... eh. But yeah, you can find us on all social media at NicePodBud, or go to NicePodBud.com if you want to send us an email. There's a contact form at the top, and just hit that, and right away we'll take art submissions, accent challenges, cultural exchange sort of challenges, whatever. Or you can just talk to us on social media. Brogan is at 7 Billion Needles.
And Wayne is at Wayne G.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. To find us, we'll have a chat. We like talking to you.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for stopping by, having a listen.
And as always, stay fresh, cheek bag.